Well, I think probably the biggest thing is you look at some of the teams and how they're playing that are going deep into the playoffs. And a spread four is really important, number one. And then the other thing is you have to have four guys that can make plays. And we thought Yang is really one of the best playmakers in college basketball. They pick and pop him. They give him the ball. He makes a lot of assists. He can shoot it. And when he had the workout here, we really put him in those positions. And we thought very highly of him. We didn't think he'd get to 50. We had him a lot higher on the board than 50, so we were pretty excited that he got to 50.
The knock against him is athleticism. Is that a concern for you?
You know, the game is athletic, but I think he's always gotten by and been successful because he's super crafty, and guys can do that. My boss is pretty crafty, too, and he actually said we were going to draft a Boston guy. So he's a Boston guy, and we were going to draft him. But he's super crafty. He knows how to use his body. He's got the spin moves. He does all that, and he knows how to be in the right position on the defense, too. So we needed that. At the end of the year, we said, God, we need to really improve our overall team IQ, and so that was something we wanted to get accomplished with 50.
Kevin, we understand there are obviously some things that you are really not in a position to talk about.
We're still negotiating.
But in general terms, would you say that you guys come out of this period encouraged, maybe even excited about the direction you're able to take in terms of building?
Overall, I would say that. Again, you know, we're still in negotiations, so until the moratorium ends, I can't really comment on that. But, you know, overall for the day, we feel great. We really do. Getting Georgie was something we really wanted to do. There was a couple guys on the board still, and we were surprised, but Georgie was the guy we wanted.
Kevin, understanding the decision-making, I know you can't speak about the back end, but to trade away the 20th pick, the draft and where how the flow went, did that go to where you guys' plans were as far as making that decision?
Nah, Nate, you know, I would say this about the draft, that because there were so many teams, well, there were multiple teams with many, many picks that they were not in control, but they were getting a lot of incoming calls. You could tell that. And it broke one way early, and it changed the whole draft, to be honest with you. And some of those teams with multiple picks, instead of getting guys that could help them today, were looking to the future and stash guys. And so that was unique about this draft. And so one guy got up there and it changed the direction of the draft. And because there were multiple teams with many, many picks, that was unique. That was something we hadn't seen in quite some time.
Because of what you just mentioned and the way multiple teams had multiple picks, how much conversations did you guys have about trading before making the decision this afternoon?
Well, you know, Ryan Carr, our director of scouting, does a great job of, first of all, and our scouts do a great job of, number one, getting our rankings and how we feel about players. So we do our 1 through 30, and we have our positional rankings. Separate to that, there's always a move up, a move out, or a move down and grab more assets. So we had those lists all set up, and it was more of how the draft was going to play and seeing how the teams with multiple picks, how they were going to do that. So it was a little predictable, but one player really kind of changed it, and we were happy because that got Georgie down to the 50. So unique draft, very unique this year.
Kevin, you've got guys, you got teams drafting guys that aren't really going to be on their team, wearing a ball cap, that they're not going to play for that team. Teams can't talk about what they're really doing with their club. Is there anything the league can do long-term to try to help the fans understand what's really going on draft night?
You know, that question's probably above my pay grade. You better ask the league that one and Adam. But, you know, it's something that's challenging, and I'm sure they're looking at that.
Is Georgia a guy you see more geared towards the Maddens, or can you see him?
No, I wouldn't say that. I think that he can get in our rotation. You know, he's been successful in college. A lot of times people will look at analytics and say, you know, go for the younger player. We've never believed that. We've drafted guys that have gone on 4 years and had successful careers. And, you know, his game translates because he can shoot and make plays. And teams that are successful right now put four guys and sometimes five guys that can make plays. And he can make plays. He's a point forward that way. We're excited about that, being able to pick and pop him. And you'll see it in the summer league. And, you know, he's going to compete for minutes. We don't see him just as a guy that's going to the D League. No, we think he'll compete for minutes.
Kevin, as you look at this roster now, where do you feel more comfortable playing the smaller type game, and what does this team still need to be able to do going forward to get where you need it?
Well, I think it's a little bit of a misnomer of saying, okay, we're going to go small or we're going to go big. I think every team has matchups against other teams that seem to work. What we want is to be able to put a team out there that has multiple playmakers. That's what's being successful. Doesn't matter if you're 7 foot or 5'5". It's putting guys out there that can make plays because of switching defenses and the way they're zoning up on the weak side. You got to have guys that can make plays, or else they take you out of your offense really quick. And, you know, Georgia can do that. We wanted a playmaker.
Kevin, I know workouts over here. I know workouts aren't the be-all, end-all, but you had Georgia in here against some bigger guys in Diallo and Bryce Johnson and Zizic. Did you take anything away or learn anything from watching a matchup with those guys?
Yeah, we figured that he's a pretty good player. He's, again, you know, the big thing for us was, you know, the pick and roll game in the NBA is, you know, 60-70%, whatever it is. And if your four man can dive but also pick and pop and shoot the ball, drive the ball, and make quick decision plays, that's what we saw in that workout against bigger guys. And that did make a difference. Believe it or not, that workout was really important to us. And I don't know if it was 20% of it or 30% of it, but it was an important workout.
Kevin, once the draft began, was there an attempt to get into the first round?
We had some move-up options. Yeah, we were looking at that. And I wouldn't say we were close, but we were in discussions in late first round, and then a couple players got picked, and it took us out. So.
And you said earlier that one player kind of changed the draft. Can you say who that was?
That's not our player. I can't comment on another team's player.
What do you see now as you enter free agency? What needs, you know, what do you target?
Well, usually right now, you know, we've had two picks in the past. You know, we picked Georgie and still working on some things. So it's sort of depending on what happens with those other negotiations.
I was going to ask about, you know, non-drafted players.
Yeah, we're looking at, as soon as I leave here, we're going to talk about, you know, with our general manager of Fort Wayne, we're going to sit down. We're going to talk about players that didn't get drafted and start building players that can swing both ways. So that could play for us and maybe we sign and then get affiliate rights. So we're looking at that right now.
I think local fans will wonder about Yogi Ferrell or other point guards. Did you just see point guard as not really being a need given the roster you have currently? Was Georgie more of a need type of player?
I think Georgie was. I mean, The way we watched the finals and teams that are going deep into the playoffs, that spread four has been something we've really longed for. So that was really important to us, Mark.
Larry, a couple months ago, mentioned the idea of scoring more points, having a faster pace offense, a better flow.
Sure.
Obviously, you talked about having playmakers, multiple playmakers on the floor.
Yep.
With everything that's happened today, do you feel the roster moving forward will be more adaptable to what Larry has envisioned or at least has desired to
do? And Nate, you know, I think what I've said here is it's important for us to have players that make plays for themselves but also make plays for other players. And because of that, I think we accomplished that. You know, I don't think we're done. You know, we got to get to July 1 and start talking about free agency and going out into the market. And that's going to be a hyper-competitive situation. So we're excited about what we got today in Georgia, and then tomorrow we'll start planning out for the free agents on July 1.
Scott, last question.
How did the front office feel as a whole with Paul accepting his invite to be with Team USA?
I think it's terrific. You know, you know, what happened to him was tough. And to have him come back and have the year that he did, I don't think we could be more proud. And hearing the news and seeing that he's going to play for his country, I think that's something we should all be proud of. Monumental for us.